Billy Collins, meeting the order 531. Have a motion to approve the agenda. Motion by Gary.
I'll second it.
Second by Mike Frybolt. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions carried 3-0. High school gymnasium HVAC, Mr. Light.
Yes, at a subsequent meeting, we had talked about putting in air conditioning in the high school gymnasium, and we had spoken about, you know, what that might do to the floor and the humidity. So I did reach out to a couple of flooring contractors, basement and smart. They both basically told me the same thing. They've had issues where that's been done, where if the relative humidity is not addressed when you do this, you can run into trouble with the floor. So by cooling, you're not always drying, as you well know.
You're not always dry?
Correct.
As you are always drying, just sometimes you cool too fast and don't dry enough.
Right. So lowering the temperature of an area actually increases the possible relative humidity instead of lowering it. So
not if it's sized right.
If it's sized correctly. So, or and we can add heat through controls or reheats.
Yeah.
So it can be done. I'm just saying that we would want to engineer that correctly.
Right.
So
the issue is. Gary, you might or may not know this, you probably do, Mike, you may not. When you take hot, humid air and you pass it across a cold coil, it condenses. Okay, it takes the humidity out of the air. If your air conditioning system is oversized, it cools very quickly. And by satisfying the thermostat quickly, you shut the fan off, you shut the condenser off, you don't pass the air across that condenser long enough to dehumidify it well enough, and it gets cold and clammy. That is worse than being hot and humid.
I mean, it starts to get moisture.
So if it's oversized, you get great conditions for mold and other problems because you get cold and clammy, which is like a cave, okay? Like a meat locker.
And with a vented floor, like what leave you have in there, yeah, brings up potential issues.
Potential. But I believe if it's sized correctly, or if there's a reheat put in it, to keep the relative, you put in relative humidity sensors, not just thermostats,
right,
you can bring that humidity down. Now maybe the temperature down, or you put caged equipment, which will decrease the capacity of the equipment on later days. It can be done. I'm not saying,
right,
you are correct, you can bring up the relative humidity, but only because you oversize the equipment.
I'm just bringing that up as information.
And they have had problems with this. Their recommendation is to either reheat or get it engineered correctly.
Yes.
So how does that run in there? Is that all ducted up above?
Yeah.
The input and output?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The returns are
in the house because it comes from the floor.
No. The returns are the floor line?
Like the returns in my house are on the floor.
Yeah.
And the,
but not in a commercial building.
So that high up, you're going to get that humidity way down there at the floor level?
Yep.
Yes.
It circulates through.
First of all, you got the de-strat fans.
Yep.
They're not called ceiling fans when you use them correctly. They're de-stratification fans. Gary knows this because rooms, if you don't circulate, a tall room like this, your heat is up there, and it's stratified. You can see the layers you can see both humidity and temperature differences if you go every 6 inches, whatever it is. So we have the de-strat fans in there, which allow the room to be equalized. Okay, so you run the de-strat fans, it spreads the humidity.
Did you ever have any luck with the
thing that I've seen that works, and they say it'll do like 6 or 7 degrees, and I'm not trying to be vulgar here, but like those big ass fans.
Yeah.
Witz has them in their garage. They work fantastic.
That one with that huge.
They're actually called that.
They're not being vulgar.
No, that's the manufacturer's name. It's a big ass fan.
Yes.
And they have like 12 foot blades on them, and right, they move air.
Yeah.
And they will make it feel cooler in a room, you know. But
they actually use air turnover units in a big package. An addition to the regular system, and it was in a big warehouse environment, and that these air turnover units specifically destratified the air.
I haven't got much experience with those, so I can't speak to that. But Tom, I do believe if we engineered it correctly, you know, and now as far
that big an area. I mean,
no, and as far as a reheat coil, your boilers are already up there, right? So
yep. You'd have to run the boilers in the summertime then, or whenever you're.
Yeah. You know, like the clinic, the boilers run all year round. They reheat the air because people get cold in different areas. But that can be done the cost of running them, I don't know what it would be. That's something you have to check into.
Sure.
I still think we're looking at it.
So, is the process then to get an engineer in case?
Yes.
Yep.
You wouldn't even touch that without getting engineering. Whether that be a design build engineer, but somebody with a stamp that then is responsible for it.
So the original quote we got from Engelbos Heating was $96,914, and then we got another quote from B&P a year or so later for $121,349, and neither of those included any of the engineering or any of the stuff we're talking about.
But again, we don't know those off the top of our head what the sizes were,
right.
If they were sized correctly or not, and that would be questions for them and if they had an engineer.
Sure.
I think that probably if we're going to move forward with it, the thing is to get an engineering price.
So when they came and gave you that quote, they didn't even come here and look and see, and they just went by square footage? Or?
Yeah, they looked at the prints.
They had to know what the air handlers were.
Actually, they did come here.
You've been upstairs?
Oh, yeah. I just didn't know because you're saying you needed engineers, and they're not engineers. They were just kind of...
Well, they're contractors who have engineers, but they're not going to stamp it. You know, if you're going to get a stamp, you're trying to do that through an engineer.
I'm going to pay for that, but then you're back.
You're paying a little extra, but you make sure you're
forward. To do this right, you keep it to a system that's going to be not cause problems in the future.
It's worth the extra money.
It's worth the extra money.
Yep.
In this, you know, if we were air conditioning this room, I think I could look at it and make a reasonable guess and tell you what would work. In there, because of the addition of the floor, I think that's a problem. I think you have to look at it that's done it before.
I agree.
Just and real quick before I move on to the next one, this would be my concern with both of these items. These are pretty big ticket items. It's just a caution what the budget is going to look like in the next biennium.
Yeah.
And just how much of the fund balance we may need to have in reserve. God forbid budgets get cut by the state and we have to backfill that for a year or two with money with the balance. That's just a caution. I don't think there's a problem with that. I don't know that that's going to, you know, break the bank.
Because really we're looking at if anything happens, we're a year old.
And we likely won't know next year's budget as far as school until sometime around now.
Are you anticipating cuts in the budget?
Well, it depends on what week and what month it is that the Joint Finance Committee meets down in Madison. The budget picture did improve. To some extent for the state in terms of tax revenues that came in, but not to the extent where they may not try and hedge their bets and do some, if not cuts, hold everybody where they're at so that we wouldn't get an increase. And then in order to maintain what we have, we likely would have to go to the fund balance to pay for insurance costs for staff and that compensation increases. No problem with that.
Yep.
None at all.
I can do that. I can share that with the Building and Grounds Committee at a
later
nature meeting.
Okay. Yep. So moving on. Everybody okay with moving on?
Yep.
High school storage shed.
I gave you a picture that Buck Gain drew up for us. I texted him this evening. He's still waiting for a price, so he did not actually give me a price on this. I apologize for that, not having that here tonight. But I think... The building, the blue building that was built here a couple of years ago was right around $35,000. So we can imagine that this is going to be that amount.
The blue building?
The concession stand?
Concession building.
Oh,
by the softball, baseball field.
Similar in size.
Do you have these 8 pods assigned?
No.
I mean, or at least a thought process of 8?
I have some thoughts in my head, but that would be down the road and maybe we had more. Maybe 8's not enough.
Are those 8-foot tall doors or 10?
8.
Sure, 10 so. Wide.
And 10 where would this wide. Go, Tom?
You know, we looked at it. My preference right now would be at the end of the parking lot on the north side of the parking lot of the high school here. Far enough away that snow removal won't be too much of an issue. We still have to keep it clear. There is. Yep, but I think if we stay just past that, we might be okay. And it flattens out there too. The soil is deeper as you
utilities there or anything?
There's a
electrical pad there.
There's an electrical line coming through there.
Yeah, that goes out to the old concession stand and changing for football.
I think we can avoid it. I mean, maybe pour a slab. I think, I don't know, would you need footings or something like this? I'm not sure.
They just put a bond beam in a big one here.
It
would just be 8 foot high doors, Mike. I didn't.
I mean, for a slab for something that size.
And this is more for clubs and, I don't know, right now I've heard anything from Lumber's triple to at least double in the last 3 weeks.
If you can get it. They have an hard time even getting lumber right now.
Yeah.
Because then, I mean, you're talking with 8 doors and all the stuff that goes with it, you're $45,000 probably into this project, 50 with the slab.
This is not for being building grounds, this is for clubs.
Mostly athletic, yes. Yeah, we would have no need for storage right now. We need a place to store our lawnmowers right now, but we were able to manage that. So
vehicles?
We talked about our vehicles.
We did talk about vehicle storage, yeah.
Did you talk about her at all with anybody about that?
No.
Is this Woodford?
This is Woodford, yep.
I mean, somebody like that, I don't know, there's a place in Lena that does whole barn type of thing.
KVM. Just did the body shop in town.
Was it metal?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that would be another resource, maybe. It might be cheaper than lumber is that night. And they're pre-engineered metal, so they come with an engineering stamp already.
I should be able to get some pricing by the next quarter, building your house.
If we're going to do vehicle storage, won't we add maybe another 30 or 40 feet to it?
Well, one of the things with this design is that it's expanding. So
yes.
I was starting out with 8 and see where we go from there. And as like Gary said, we would, you know, have to discuss and figure out who's going to get, you know, what space.
Yeah, that would be nice to see some assignments, I guess, as a cost, just to say, okay, sure. Maybe we have 2 extra, maybe we don't have
Well, I can tell you right now, baseball pretty much has what they need already, so they would be okay. I would say track. We need a pod. I would say community ed would need a pod. Vehicles, at least one, maybe two.
You know, if the 4 football pods in the driveway were vehicles, can we just pour enough for vehicles?
Oh, yeah. I would say yes, for sure.
Because then the back side would be the 4
track, football, community ed, and one more.
Yes. The other one
would be. I don't know what the other. If that's enough for right now and it's expandable, maybe that's not a bad thing. And in reality, again, listening to Pat's caution, maybe this is the long-range planning where we can certainly
look at it.
We have been cleaning out underneath the bleachers and have created some more space there for at least for now. So I mean, it's not a dire need at this moment. But.
All right. Is there any further discussion on that? Motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion.
Second by Mike Freiwald, second by Gary. All in favor? Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? 3-0. We're adjourned at 6:45 or 5:45.